Bruchim Aboim. Welcome to an evening on Chinuch entitled America's Nisht Anders, Raising Hasidim Today. We all know that 74 years ago, on Tes Adar Sheni, Friedrich Rebbe arrived in America. And he set about establishing yeshivas and chadorim exactly the way he had in Europe. The Friedrich Rebbe declared during that time period, America's Nisht Anders, that just as Yiddishkeit flourished in Europe, so too it can continue exactly the same way here in America. We gather here tonight to strengthen our commitment to this ideal, to gain insight, and practical tips for living up to and applying this way of life. What does it mean practically, America is Nisht Anders? Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld was supposed to be here with us tonight. Unfortunately, he is not able to make it. However, I'd like to share with you a short story that he tells over about his special connection to Tes Adar Sheni and America's Nisht Anders. As a young boy, Rabbi Rosenfeld and his brother learned in Yeshivas Chaim Berlin. When the Friedrich Rebbe arrived in America and opened up the yeshiva here, Yeshiva Timchutim, their father, who I believe was a Gerer Chassid, decided that he would move his children to the Friedrich Rebbe's yeshiva. In Yeshivas Chaim Berlin, at that time, the Melamdim were great Talmid Chachamim, but they were lacking tremendously in Yir Shemayim. In fact, some of them were outright Mechallelei Shabbos. When their father came to the Rosh Yeshiva and told him that he is planning to take his children out and move them to Lubavitch, the Rosh Yeshiva told him they're going to remain Amaratzim. Their father responded, let them stay Amaratzim, but they'll be Frumi Yidden. They'll keep Shabbos. This is a story of a person who saw that Limud HaTorah and Chinuch is not simply about teaching them a subject, but it's about Yir Shemayim. It's about Frumkeit, Ehrlichkeit, and Chassidishkeit. And he saw that he would find that specifically in the Friedrich Rebbe's yeshiva, in Dem Chetmim. When we think of America as Nisht Anders, we often wonder how can this really be? What does it mean, America is Nisht Anders? Is it really so? Is America really exactly the same as the Yitem Chetmim and Lubavitch? I'd like to share with you an interesting point. There's a letter that Rabbi Yoel wrote to his mashpia, Rabbi Shael Brook, in Tammuz Tavshin Yud Aleph. At that time, Rabbi Yoel was a bacher in 770. And Rabbi Shael wrote to him from Eretz Yisrael, encouraging him and the other bachrim learning in the yeshiva at that time, that they should be involved in learning and davening and not get sidetracked by by other distractions. Rabbi Yoel wrote back to him, he reassured him that he has nothing to worry about. Taim Chetmimim of 770 of America is exactly the same tzura as it always was. He reminded his Mashpia Reb Shoyel of a story that happened to him when he was a Bachar. And he traveled from Taim Chetmimim and Lubavitch to his hometown of Snovsk. Over there, he met a Kapuster Chassid. At that time, there was a rift between Lubavitch and Kapust. This Kapuster Chassid imagined that when the Rebbe Rashab established Taim Chetmimim, his intention was simply to have a following to fight his battle, so to say. This is what this Kapuster Chassid imagined. And Reb Shoyel told him that there is nothing of the sort. The Bachram and Lubavitch have no interest in the rift between Lubavitch and Kapust, and their only interest is Torah and Avodah. And Reb Yoel concludes this Mashpia, he writes that similarly, Taim Chetmimim here did not change its tzura. While it could be that in Lubavitch they davened until 3 in the afternoon. Say here they only davened until 2 in the afternoon. In Lubavitch they recited Krishma Shalamita for 3 hours. Here maybe it's only half an hour. But the toichen is the same. The nekuda is the same. The commitment and the dedication to what Lubavitch and Taim Chetmimim represents remains exactly the same. Yes, it could be that today, with the Yeridus HaDoides, we may not be holding at the same level that Chassidim of the past may have held. But yet, the essence is the same. America is nishtanish.